We're going to start the show a little bit different on a Monday morning today. We have a guest on the line, and so I'm going to send it over to you, Jeff, to introduce our guest, and let's get going with this interview.
All right. Welcome in this morning, our newly crowned wrestling coach, County Coach of the Year.
There we go.
At the All-Star Wrestling Tournament is Drew Simpson from Tecumseh. Drew, welcome in this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Well, I'm glad we could work this out and get you in. I know you're working on some breakfasts and some lunches for the kids and stuff. So, glad we could make
it. We've been there.
Yes, we have. But, again, congratulations on the honor the other night. And, you know, it was interesting because, you know, Jeff Rowland and I were on the call on Lenawee TV, and we were talking and I said, man, who's going to be coach of the year? You think, you know, he goes, hey. I would go with Simpson. He's really doing a good job this year at Tecumseh and kind of, you know, rejuvenating that program. And our pick was right as well. But it's nice to have your peers recognize you too, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, it is. It shows that the hard work is really starting to pay off a little bit. So,
well, I know this is it's passionate for you. It's being a member of the program, you know, graduating from there and wrestling there. And what's the biggest thing that this year has been working for you guys?
It's just sticking to the basics, sticking to the fundamentals of wrestling, and just working hard, hustling through every move, trying to, you know, push the pace through everything, and constantly wrestling. That's what's been working for us. Is we're not going to do anything fancy, and we never did anything fancy when I was in high school. So that's just what we're trying to do. We're just trying to push the pace, get after it, and beat some opponents here.
Drew, I was going to ask you, you know, what as a younger coach, what do you take from your high school coaches and still, you know, implement in the program today? What are some of the, you know, not necessarily drills, but just ideas and the way you want the kids to act and be around the mat and everywhere else?
So, yeah, I had Coach Connors. I had Tim Connors as a coach, Coach Lesko, and Coach Casey Randolph, who's at Clinton. And what I take from all three of them is the hard nose. I mean, that's what Tecumseh Wrestling was about. We were tough kids back when I was in school. And I'm trying to instill that into our kids and trying to, you know, have them focus in on one or two or three different moves that they have in all different positions. And that's what Coach Randolph brought in. The hard nose was Coach Connors. I mean, we beat each other up back in the day a little bit in a good way. But, and then from Coach Lesko, I mean, it was the mat awareness, the IQ, like he always calls it wrestling IQ, knowing where you're at, knowing the score, knowing what time it was, how much time was left in the match, knowing that you have a stalling call against you and you got to push the pace, or they have a stalling call against them and they, you got to push the pace to get the stalling call against them again to get that 1 point, stuff like that. You know, so having three of those three coaches in my corner in high school, that's what I try to bring into the program here.
Well, and you know, you know the success that this program had, and it's gone down a little bit now. You know, and that's everybody kind of knows that. So, is this your biggest thing then to get it back? Just kind of, you know, rebuild from the bottom up as far as just getting kids in the program, getting them in to buy in, and seeing that you know, they can get to that next level.
We have kids that are buying in right now. They're believing in the process. It's still, you know, we still have a few that's kind of unsure, and, you know, that's understandable. It's hard coming from, you know, where we were so good. I mean, I was part of those runs back in the late 2010, or no, like 07, 09. I was part of those runs, 06, 09. So it's hard to bring that mindset in, where I got to kind of ease myself into it. So But the kids are buying in. They're starting to believe. And my most important thing that I always tell them, I go, I believe in you, but you got to believe in you. You got to believe in yourself in order to achieve these things. And they're starting to. They're starting to believe. They're starting to buy into the process.
Is that one of the things, too, that, I mean, you got to take a step back and slow yourself down, too, knowing that it's not going to just happen instantly? You know, you've got to just go, oh, man, I wanted them to do that, but it didn't quite get it yet. I mean, to be patient enough where you can kind of, you know, be able to teach them without getting a little bit frustrated because, you know, you want it to happen immediately.
I've been very frustrated at times. But that's the beauty of coaching. You have to learn to bring yourself back a little bit, maybe think about it in their shoes and put yourself in their shoes and just kind of be like, all right, try to understand what they're going through at that time in that match or in practice, and then slow it down. And I feel like I'm going at a pretty good pace right now. There are times where I'm pushing, then one of my assistant coaches will kind of be like, hey, come on, back it up a little bit. That's one thing. You know, I have these great assistant coaches. One of them that I wrestle with, Jake Seslick, I wrestled with him in college. I can't take full credit for the award. He's one of them that he definitely earns it as well. And so my other coaches, Greg Martin and Jimmy Torres and Coach Lesko too. So.
Well, and I think that's one thing that's important is, you realize it's a team effort to get these boys to where you want them to be. You can't see everything in a practice by yourself, and to have that help is really important in building the program.
Yeah, that always is, again, as John said, everybody's kind of in that room doing different things because your eyes can't be on all of them at the same time. So, that's always important, especially when, you go to tournaments and stuff. You might not be in a corner with somebody because you got a couple guys wrestling at the same time. So it is important to have. And as you said, guys that you wrestled with, Lesko that you coached with, you got some guys that you can definitely trust in that room with you. So this is, again, a good honor. I know you got to get back to playing dad, so we appreciate your time again this morning. And, again, congratulations on the award the other night, and good luck moving forward.
All right, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the time.
All right. Once again, that's Drew Simpson, the head wrestling coach from Tecumseh High School, was awarded the Coach of the Year the other night at the Lenawee County Wrestling Tournament. So congrats to him.
All right. As I said, we're going to start a little bit different this morning. Coach Simpson had to get rolling with the family here this morning, and we appreciate him taking a few minutes to talk wrestling with us. And we'll talk a little bit more about the wrestling tournament on Friday.
Yeah, you were there the other night.
I was there. Got an opportunity to help out and watch some really good wrestlers. So.